Very good. I drove a Jeep for a while, Jeep Cherokee, just the shoebox-shaped one from the in the late 90s. And I had four antenna mounts up on top of that, two ball mounts for HF antennas, and then two NMO mounts for VHF, UHF antennas. I ended up not using one of the NMO mounts. I put two in there just because I was putting all the antennas on. But, well, I'll put two of these. I don't think I hardly ever used the second NMO up on top. But that was great. I had a nice flat, good-sized roof for HF ground plane and VHF. This car, I've got a permanent mount on the trunk lip. It's on the trunk deck, you know, the center of the deck lid. And supposedly that's about the worst place. You're going to mount an antenna permanently on a car. It's like one of the worst places for, you know, actual performance and directionality or directivity or whatever. Something on the Larson antenna website, I think, that kind of said, kind of obviously the center of the roof is the great, it's the perfect place, but I got a sunroof in this car. I'm like, well, I can't put an antenna there. So the trunk lift one, and also it's easy to go through the car wash, it's easy to get in the garage, so that's not the best spot, but it's the most convenient.